Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. DigitalOcean has just made an $111 million acquisition of an AI company. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into why it made that move, what it plans to do, and what this company is. So without further ado, let's jump into it. So the headline story here is the fact that DigitalOcean has acquired Paperspace, which is a cloud computing startup, which has a very strong focus on AI, especially since this whole AI boom has started happening. And I think what's really interesting is that it is currently buying this for $111 million in cash. Now, at the moment, we're seeing a lot of different acquisitions in the space. A lot of different companies are grabbing these AI startups because they know overall, not only does it increase their bottom line, a lot of money is flowing into AI right now, but also they don't want to be left behind. And DigitalOcean, which is a publicly traded company, they went public in 2021, definitely wants to make sure that they're staying on the space. You know, it's kind of funny because it's definitely a good business decision, but also as far as their stock price goes, there's a lot of, you know, investor and sentiment around investing in AI companies. And so they definitely want to maintain a strong hold there. But what I do think is really interesting is, unlike some other acquisitions we've seen, specifically with Mosaic ML, which was just acquired by Databricks, that was a massive acquisition for a lot of money. But when they did kind of the headline, you know, $1 billion acquisition headline, they said that a big chunk of that was in shares. So they were actually using they were paying a lot of that in stock of the Databricks. Now, the problem with that is the last time that Databricks had their valuation set was pre-kind of valuation tanking in 2022. So they were using a 2021 valuation, which arguably it should be half of that. So when you kind of saw that headline of, you know, Databricks is buying this for, I think it was $1.5 billion. You can verify over $1 billion. But in reality, I believe it was actually much, much less because they're buying that in stock and the stock is inevitably going to be worth a lot less than, you know, what their last valuation was. So the reason I bring that up is because this is an interesting move where Paperspace is being acquired for all cash. So no stock, all cash, $111 million. And even if they were doing, you know, some sort of stock thing at this point, DigitalOcean is publicly traded. So the price is the price, you know, it's adjusted live on the stock market. So let's talk a little bit about why they're doing it and what these companies are, you know, hoping to gain from this. So DigitalOcean's CEO is Yancey Spruill, and Yancey recently said that Paperspace's infrastructure and tooling, once integrated with DigitalOcean's products, is going to essentially allow customers to move and to more easily test, develop, and deploy AI applications. So for Paperspace's customers, I believe this is also going to be a bit of a benefit for being able to move over to DigitalOcean's cloud services. And because DigitalOcean, you know, this is a company that I have actually used in the past and have been very, very happy with. They're amazing customer service, really well-made product, I would say, from what I just my experience with them. But they have some really awesome offerings as far as databases, storage, app hosting, which is what I used it for, was app hosting. They have a lot of really good documentation, tutorials, and a really robust support system overall. So I actually think this is going to be really awesome for Paperspace to be plugging into this. I think this is a win-win for both companies. Paperspace is going to remain a standalone business unit within kind of DigitalOcean's umbrella. And so Paperspace customers aren't going to see immediate changes in their service, but, you know, who knows how this changes in the future with these acquisitions and mergers. Sometimes that happens down the line. So a direct quote from Spruill, which is the CEO of DigitalOcean, said, We're excited to expand our portfolio tailored to the world's small and medium-sized businesses and startups with simplified AI and machine learning offerings. The combined offering allows customers to focus more on building applications and growing their businesses and less on the infrastructure powering them. Well, I think what's interesting is Paperspace was actually co-founded back in 2014, and it was backed by Y Combinator and Jeff Carr, who is one of the co-founders of DigitalOcean. So obviously, Paperspace has had actually a pretty significant tie to DigitalOcean for a very long time since, you know, 2014. And now as they're making this bigger move into AI and DigitalOcean has gone public, all of a sudden, you know, DigitalOcean is going to go and acquire the entire company, which is kind of a trend I see a lot. You know, some companies have deep ties for a long time, and eventually the bigger company just kind of eats up some of its investments because they know it's just a really good thing to add into their portfolio overall. So the company essentially runs its own data centers with custom configured GPUs. And initially when Paperspace first launched, they were kind of focused more on these low-cost virtual machines that were providing really high-performance workstations for design, visualization, and gaming in the cloud. But as this whole AI revolution is happening and becoming really, really mainstream, Paperspace has started focusing a lot more heavily on their AI offerings. And so they actually launched an entire suite of tools that were specifically designed for developing, training, deploying, and hosting AI models in the cloud, which is a, you know, a pretty powerful use case, especially, you know, you can see right now. So prior to the actual acquisition, Paperspace has raised over $35 million, and they raised that from a number of different people, including Battery Ventures, Intel Capital, Sinway Ventures, and Sorensen Capital. So they've obviously raised some money in the past, and I think that Herb kind of sees this acquisition as a step towards a more comprehensive offering for cloud CPU and GPU compute. And essentially, I think they're hoping to rival a lot of other vendors that are in this sort of public cloud market by combining DigitalOcean and Paperspace. And I think this is actually going to lend them perhaps an entire new class of customer, particularly some that are on a tighter budget, right? Right now in AI, we see these massive companies. We see Google and Microsoft and, you know, even Salesforce, but a lot of these big companies, most of them publicly traded, that are making some massive moves in AI. But I do believe there is going to be a big step where a lot of medium and small sized businesses, they want some of these same tooling. They want to integrate this in some of their own data. And so I think that this is going to be a product that really appeals to them. It allows them to really get into AI and machine learning driven apps, generative media, LLMs, recommendation engines, and image classifiers, a lot of things that, you know, smaller and medium sized businesses would like to use. Herb, when he was kind of commenting on this whole thing, you know, he said DigitalOcean is renowned for simplifying complex cloud solutions and making them more accessible to developers and businesses alike. And then he also said, "We're thrilled to join forces with DigitalOcean as we believe there's no better company to unlock the endless possibilities of AI and machine learning for developers and businesses alike." So I think this is going to be a really big move in the space. Dylan Erb, obviously, who's giving those quotes, was a co-founder of Paperspace. And so I think that this acquisition is not the first acquisition DigitalOcean has made, but it is the first one they've made since 2022. So back then, they bought a cloud computing service provider called Cloudways. They bought it for about $350 million. So this is, I think, their fourth public offering, or their fourth acquisition since their public offering back in 2021. And so I guess kind of from like a, from a macro perspective, looking at this, I think this is going to be a pretty good move for DigitalOcean. I think they don't want to be left behind in this surge for AI cloud computing and machine learning solutions. And I think what is really good, you know, their company's revenue has increased from Q1 of this year. It grew about 30% to $165 million. So obviously they are seeing some pretty big growth. Return on equity and net margins allegedly fell short of expectations. There's, you know, always people complaining about something, but overall, like, the company's revenue increasing 29% is amazing, in my opinion. I think big tech cloud providers like Microsoft, Amazon, and Google are really right now focusing on generative AI To boost revenue. Like, that's a big thing that they're doing. They're focusing on boosting revenue. Everyone is using it. Everyone's experimenting. Every company is tinkering with it. And there's a lot of actual, you know, money to be made beyond just kind of hypotheticals. And, you know, they're seeing it to some, you know, some degree of success. Everyone's trying to kind of woo these big AI companies to come onto their cloud platforms. And there's some interesting moves that are still happening. One thing I will say, there was a recent poll done by CNBC, and it found that AI is now the biggest spend for about 50% of top executives across the economy. And so I think this is a really smart place. If you're going to invest your capital from a corporate side, this is a very smart place to deploy it. This is where everyone is putting their money in and experimenting right now. Some things will win, some things will fail, but people will try everything, and everything is being experimented on. And so I think this is a really good move. And in addition to this, Gartner predicts that cloud spending is going to grow about 21% this year, coming in just under $600 billion. And it was at about $490 billion last year. So overall, I think this is an amazing play by DigitalOcean. This is going to be a really big acquisition. I think it's going to pay off very quickly. Paperspace seems like a very cool company. I was looking through what they do earlier today. Overall, I think it's an awesome company, and I think this is a really good move for DigitalOcean, for their stock price, but also just for their overall company and for their customers.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.